now remaining in your tube of protective white light. Just focus now in your breathing as you take several deep breaths. Just focus on relaxing and letting go. Letting go of any of the tension, the stress, the problems of your everyday third dimensional illusionary experience. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself become even more relaxed, more letting go of your physical body and the extremities of your body. 5. 4. Just feel yourself falling down into deeper consciousness within you. 3. Going deeper and deeper, letting go. 2. Further and further, just letting yourself go. And 1. Deeply relax now. Still in complete control of your experience, but just letting go of the physical body more and more. Now focus on your etheric body. So not your physical body now, but your etheric body. And all of the chakra centers, including the two that have become reawakened, the Earth Star Chakra below your feet and the Soul Star Chakra above your head. And all of the 7 chakras in between, all in perfect alignment along your spinal cord. That spinal cord being the rod, the energy rod within you. Just feel the energy there within you with all of those chakra centers, those wheels of force or wheels of energy. Just feel the connection within each of those chakra centers, starting from the Earth Star Chakra below your feet, and focus on this chakra for just a moment. The Earth Star Chakra, the power within the earth, within you. Just feel it there below your feet. Feel the connection to the earth, to Gaia within this chakra. The connection between Gaia and you, your etheric body. This being the connecting point. Just as when you put your feet on the ground and you feel that connection with the earth, this Earth Star Chakra enables that connection. Now, move up to the next chakra. It's your root chakra at the base of your spine. See that as a bright, brilliant, ruby red color. Bright red. Then moving up to the next one, orange. The next in the solar plexus area, yellow. As the sun, a yellow, bright, brilliant yellow sun. The heart chakra, blue-green, deep blue-green color. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated, reawakened and reactivated. Magenta. Chakra at your throat area. The will center within you. See that as a sky blue color. Brilliant, bright blue. Chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, the ancient third eye. that is more and more and more become awakened within all of you, so that you can see beyond the illusion. You can see the reality beyond the illusion, see into other dimensions. It is your gateway to other worlds. Feel that third eye and that purple or indigo color there, the deep color. Feel it as a very high frequency color there. And then moving up into your crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. Then finally your soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now all of the colors within all of the chakras at their highest intensity. Raise the intensity, feel the intensity raise, feel the vibrational frequency within each of those chakras rising, thereby raising your entire etheric body vibrational frequency, and your astral body, and yes, even your physical body is raised as a result of this. And all of it is raised, all of the colors, all of the chakras now coming together into one, into your soul star chakra above your head. Feel the merging. Feel the vibrational frequency as they merge together into one, all becoming one. The all in the one and the one in the all. Feel the connection there as all come together into that soul star chakra, and you, your conscious knowing self, moving into that soul star chakra now, into your etheric body, into your light body, or your Merkaba light vehicle. And feel yourself beginning to rise up now, beyond your physical body, right up to the top of your head, your conscious knowing self, into your light body, and your light body just beginning to float and move up. You feel and know your physical body falling down below you, further and further down as you rise higher and higher, leaving your physical form behind, knowing that it is but just an instrument, a vehicle that you are using in this lifetime. You can leave this physical body any time that you want to, but for the time being, you are strongly connected to your physical form because your missions are not over yet. You must still stay connected to this physical body. Now, let yourselves rise up in your light body now, higher and higher past the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the millions of ships and the planetary bodies here in the solar system, and the great solar sun of this solar system, and how brilliant and bright this sun is. This sun that is a gateway from other worlds, from other galaxies, from other dimensions even, a gateway to this solar system, a gateway to the Earth. And how many, many of the millions of ships have moved through this great solar gateway to come here, to be here, in these times that you are in now, to witness the great events that are happening and more that are about to happen. Feel and know and experience what we all are experiencing as we continue to watch. To watch over you, to watch over all that is happening here on the earth, and prodding you along here and there, guiding you wherever the guidance is needed. Feel your guides now around you, whatever those guides might be, feel them all around you, expressing within you and through you now. As you look down on the earth and you see the brilliant brilliance of this planet, of Gaia, and the birth of Gaia, she continues to move higher and higher in frequency vibration, bringing all of you with her, all of mankind with her, all those that are ready to shift along with her as she shifts timelines, moving higher and higher, creating a new timeline. But she is not creating that timeline. You are creating the timelines that she is moving into and bringing you with her, you, the collective you. So feel the connection with her. Feel the connection with all of the millions of ships and all of the beings out here on the ships and the planetary logos of the Earth, of Mars, of Venus, all of the various logi that are a part of this expression that are occurring here in the solar system, and even beyond that, into the galaxy, the galaxies beyond the galaxies, further and further out, all the way to the central sun of this universe, the great central source of this universe, of life in this universe. And know that the connection that you have, each and every one of you have to this solar source or this central source of the universe, where you are in He and He is in you, He being the masculine, but not only masculine, but the masculine and feminine together, the connection of all that is. And feel the immense energies that have been coming into the planet, rising or raising the frequency vibration of the planet, raising the consciousness all across the planet, creating the new timelines that are shifting and changing now because of the collective consciousness of man is pushing these new timelines away from the old timelines that were to be but are no longer to be. For it is your time now. It is your time, you being the collective you, those of the light forces, and you are all a part of the light forces and the resistance forces and the and all of the connection that is here. You are the alliance working together to bring these changes. Know that as you feel the energies now coming into the planet from the great central sun of the universe, wave after wave of energy coming through all of the galaxy central suns, and finally coming through the gateway, the solar gateway of this solar system, and feel it as the solar flash. Watch it happen. As you watch into the future now, you can take a glimpse into the future, into your future, into the future timeline that is being created, and see that great solar flash happening. You can see it both from your vantage point of looking down on the Earth from where we are looking, or you can be down on the planetary surface and see the great light flash as it happens. All across the planet will witness this flash. And more importantly, not only see it with your physical eyes, but feel it with all of the expression within you, within your etheric body especially. For your etheric body is being prepared for this expression. That is what we have been working on with you, with these chakra centers and these meditations working with you, plus any other meditations that you might be doing, or working with crystals, or whatever it would be, that you are preparing yourself, acclimating yourself to the energies that are coming in and will be continuing to come in. And then, of course, when the great solar flash occurs, and you, your central nervous system will be prepared for it, to be able to withstand the tremendous energy that will be coming in. and many across the planet, though, will not be able to withstand it. This will be the final division of those of the wheat from the chaff, as you have heard. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back, to your physical form from wherever you find yourself. Thank your guides for whatever they might have shown you or helped you to do in this meditation. And let yourself begin to come back, your conscious knowing self, in your light body. And bring your light body back and merge it with your entire physical body. Just feel the light body, you, that is that light body, merging with your physical body now, taking over the physical body. In a sense, absorbing the physical body. For you are so much beyond this physical form as you are your light body. Your light body is your vehicle of travel, not your physical form. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Archangel Michael, and I come at this time to be with you in these exciting times that you are in now. Yes, indeed, you may look at these times and not see them as quite so exciting, or at least as not as you would want them to be. But take heed, my friends, that those times are coming. Those times that you have been dreaming about, wishing for, are indeed coming. And they are not far off at all now. We will not say the word soon, but know that it is in your proximity now, whatever that might be to you, that term proximity, however you would look at that, it is very close now, very close. Not so much the solar flash, although that is indeed approaching as well, but the great changeover that you are in process now, the great understanding or the revealing of truth that is coming. It is coming in so many different from so many different directions, and different sources are bringing this truth through, whether it is intel sources or spiritual sources, channeling sources, whatever it is all bringing the truth forward. And you are seeing this each and every day with your physical eyes and your ears. You are hearing this. True, you cannot believe everything you see and hear, for it is a need for discernment. That is what is called for at these times, to discern what is truth for you and not truth for you. But what is truth for you is not so much truth for another. So understand that as the timelines continue to shift and change. And yes, indeed, you are creating your new timeline. You individually are creating a timeline with your words, your thoughts, each and every moment. And when you as individuals are creating the timeline for yourself, you are also in process of creating the greater timeline for the collective consciousness of man. Yes, there are those that are attempting and will continue to attempt to hold you back, but their time is fleeting. They are losing the battle and have indeed lost the entire war here. The battles may continue, but the war is over. The war between good and evil has indeed been finished. It is in that process now, and there will be certain battles that will continue on. But you, with your sword of truth that you, each and every one of you have, you can weld that sword wherever it is needed, and bring truth to all those that are ready to receive it. Just raise your figurative sword within you, figurative meaning not a physical sword, of course, but the sword that is mighty within you. And weld it to share and strike any other person that is ready for this. Strike them with the truth. Strike them with the light. so that they are then given the experience that you each have had, the awakening experience that you each have had. For it is destined that so many more will continue to awaken each and every moment moving forward now. And those of the forces of darkness attempt to hold that back, attempt to hold on to the old timeline, the old ways, the third dimensional illusion as much as they can, but they cannot any longer. They have indeed been defeated. And it is time for that. It is time for those of you that have come here, have volunteered to be here, to be a part of this expression and create this expression moving forward. It is time, your time now, your time to begin to experience life more and more as you want to experience it. But do not wait. Do not wait for the great changeover, the great solar flash. Do not wait for it. Create it now, in the moments now that you have. Create your new life. Create the timeline that you want. And indeed, again, as you create the timeline for yourself, you are in process of creating the timelines for everyone else to become a part of. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to move forward every moment. Do not let yourself slip back. And if you do slip back, then step forward again and again, one foot after another. Take the journey or continue the journey one step at a time. Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to one who serves here, and Shoshana is here. And indeed, Archangel Michael took over this one to be able to overcome the malady that this one is feeling, what you would call a cold here. And we are going to attempt to do the same, but Archangel Michael brings a certain power maybe that we do not have here. But we will do our what we can here to overcome this so that we can indeed answer your questions. We do not have a message directly, for that was a wonderful message from Archangel Michael. Do you have questions here for one who serves in Shoshana, although we believe it may be Shoshana answering more of the questions here today? But we will see. Are ready for your questions if you have them?
I have a question.
Yes. Dear Thomas, always yes. The one to come forward first. And we appreciate that you are one that does that, gets the ball rolling, you may say here. Yes. Your question.
Thank you. This probably is a question about Nikola Tesla, but I'm just wondering, now that a lot of us are actually driving electric cars, how do we find a unlimited power source where we don't need to store energy, just tap into that power source like Tesla was talking about, of the way to power the cars and just totally get off the oil of the planet?
My goodness, dear Thomas, that question has already been asked and answered, not by this group here, we are not saying, but by those that are in the process of doing exactly that, taking that those inventions and those knowings of the one you call Tesla and bringing it forward when the time is right for this. So the time could have been many, many years, decades ago, it could have been the time. As you had in your discussion earlier, you could have the Jetsons experience or the Star Trek experience right now. You could have had it many years ago. But those of the forces of darkness have held this back, held you to the old timeline. But the innovations, the inventions, the knowledge, the technology has been available for some time, and it has just been held back. There are even patents that those of the cabal hold to hold this back, but they cannot hold it back much longer. And there will be a deluge of new technologies coming forward when those of the forces of darkness have been completely held at bay here. So, Shana, do you have...
We do not have anything to add. This is the situation at the time.
Very good. Would there be any other questions then?
I have another question.
Yes.
This is further to what I was asking last week and what a lot of people heard about the fungus, and apologies for bringing this up again. I don't feel people are going to buy into it, but one of the points was that it was going to create a lockdown that was going to be necessary for civilization as we know it, or positive civilization. They were going to lock everybody down so that perhaps the military could do something. Is that accurate?
One of the plans is indeed a lockdown, but not for the reasons you are hearing from various sources. There may be, and we say may be, a need for this lockdown so that there can be the forces of light that can begin to work more freely to free the public of the world, and not just of the United States, but the entire planet, from those forces of darkness that have attempted and continue to attempt to hold back mankind from moving forward here. So, yes, indeed, this is all in process here. So, Shana.
We can share here, dear sister. May we share our perspective?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, anything that has occurred over the last 2 years that was called a lockdown was not necessary. There was nothing on this planet that could be avoided through locking down individuals into their homes. The point of these lockdowns was to control the populations and to give them orders to see if they would follow them. It was simply a ploy to see how much they could control each person and how much those individuals would believe what is going on. And what we find is that indeed half the population believed it and the other half didn't. Now what is going on is more people are awakening and less people are believing. The lockdown is by your permission, you see. If you do not give permission, they cannot do it. Namaste.
And we're speaking here more in terms of a need for this from the forces of light rather than the forces of darkness, so that those can be safely, we will say, out of the way. And this is more in the larger cities we're speaking of here, where there could be a potential here. There's potential plan A, B, C, D, E, and so on. There is always the continuing process that is needed as this transition continues forward here. Whatever is needed will be called for here. But the forces of light have this under control. That is what you need to understand here. Would there be any other questions here? No further questions.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Nobody else is going to jump in. I'll jump in.
So we had been told in the past that, and this brought this up when Archangel, wonderful Archangel Michael, by the way, it was so great, when he did many will stay behind, I guess that was it. So we had been told in the past that 90% of the population was on board to make it through to the new Earth, the fifth dimension. I mean, when you say many, does that, I mean, I know 800 million people is a lot, that even, but that's like 10%, you know. I mean, are we still on board for that 90%, or has that shifted, or can that shift, or what's the situation?
First of all, we ask you a question here. Where did you hear this 90%?
I thought you guys had shared that with us at one point.
No, we would not share that because we cannot determine that. That is not up to us to say a percentage of where people are on the planet. Yes, we can, from our vantage point and those that are on the ships that have the technology to see the awakened ones across the planet, and they know in terms of a percentage, but that would not necessarily benefit you to receive that knowing, other than it is all in process and it is continuing to rise. Not to 90%, that would be quite miraculous if that were to occur in terms of the ascension process. Is it possible? Yes, certainly possible. Is it probable? Maybe not so much, at least not within the consciousness of man at this point. But it is moving up, as the even as the Schumann resonance continues to move up. That is indicative of the changing times here. Shoshana, maybe you add here?
We can share. We can share a perspective here. And it is a perspective on the way in which we speak about those that are quote-unquote left behind. Excuse me. This one is losing her voice. Sorry. The idea of being left behind is not accurate. It is. No one is left behind. Those that are not keeping pace with those that are moving ahead are simply continuing their journey. All souls continue their journey and will ultimately ascend. They are simply not ready to move ahead. So rather than thinking of some being left behind, you must think of them as continuing their journey to enlightenment, and they are just going a little slower, that is all. And if we change our frame of reference to time, we will understand that there is no time, there is simply the journey and movement forward into consciousness that could raise to the higher dimensional frequencies. So please do not think of those that are left behind as being left behind. They are simply needing to continue their journey. Namaste.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much.
The idea of the terminology left behind was from your movies. That is where it was introduced here.
Okay. Okay, I'll stop trying to pin down an amount.
Any further questions here?
I do have a question, please.
Yes.
This is Syria, and a while ago, I have declared that this is the city of the Los Angeles, and it belongs to the people. And since that time, I have requested to Archangel Michael to let us have one of his legions of angels in order to stop this tremendous attack on the air pollutants that they are putting into our atmosphere day after day after day. And now they put in it at night as well, and we can feel it in our eyes, in our breathing, and et cetera, et cetera. My question is, are we doing a big difference in this battlefield, and what else can we do in order to protect ourselves?
The terminology used there, battlefield, is a very apropos terminology here, because those of the forces of darkness, purposely created the California area to be that battlefield, because that was at one time a very high vibrational frequency state within your union here. And it was purposefully taken over by those of the forces of darkness for many different reasons. But one is, it was a stronghold for the light, and they determined to turn it into a stronghold for the dark. And there is a continuing battle that is occurring there. But it is in process of being overcome there as well. And yes, over time here, cannot say how much, but you will begin to notice a shift in your energies there as the light continues to move forward within that area. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We have no further perspective.
Very good. We must need to release the channel here now. And Shoshana, do you have anything you want to part information with here?
We will simply say that see the world as you wish it to be. Namaste.
Yes, very good. And we simply say continue to be who you are at all times here. Don't let yourself fall back. Be the light workers, the way showers, the system busters that you came here to be. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.